WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. This past Sunday, American composer Elliot Carter celebrated his 80th birthday. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review of some of Carter's recordings. The albums are recent, but the works they feature are not. Here's an excerpt from the composer's Piano Concerto from 1965.
Even a composer as valued as Elliot Carter still has a hard time getting his works recorded. The latest album to include anything by Carter is an American song recital on the Nonesuch label by mezzo-soprano Jan de Gaetani and pianist Gilbert Kalish, two of Carter's most devoted advocates. It's a useful and revealing selection of songs, ranging from Stephen Foster to this year's Pulitzer Prize winner, William Baulkham. The Carter songs are the most delightful pieces on the album, settings of two Robert Frost poems, The Rose Family and Dust of Snow, composed in 1942. Here's Dust of Snow. It's been 2 years since the last important Carter release. New World Records issued brilliant performances by Michael Gielen and the Cincinnati Symphony of two of Carter's most ambitious orchestral works, The Variations for Orchestra, composed in 1955, and The Piano Concerto from 1965. Pianist Ursula Oppens plays it here with phenomenal virtuosity and delicacy. But Carter did not stop composing in 1965, or 1975, or even 1985. His major new works, an oboe concerto commissioned by Heinz Holliger, an enigmatic chamber piece called Penthode, and his fourth string quartet, the deepest and most beautiful of his later masterpieces, have yet to be released. One of the most interesting things about Carter is the continuity of his career. A first hearing of these recordings would suggest hardly any connection between Carter's pretty and playful Frost miniatures and the two massive, intricate, and exhausting orchestral works. Yet the more you listen, the more they do seem the work of the same composer. Even as early as 1942, in fact even earlier, Carter was already taking daring harmonic leaps and characteristically setting off one kind of rhythmic pulse against another. An impulse that led to his exciting explorations in what he called metrical modulation. Since his later works seem to have abandoned anything we might ordinarily call melody, it's refreshing and reassuring to hear that he had a gift for irresistible tunes. Like discovering that an abstract expressionist painter could draw a convincing figure or beautiful landscape. Once you know that he actually wrote tunes, you begin to hear them everywhere, no matter how disguised or fractured they might be, as in this passage from The Variations. ¶¶ Let's close with Carter's The Rose Family, his witty and affectionate setting of Frost's affectionate parody of Gertrude Stein's A Rose is a Rose is a Rose. I'll read the words first, then imagine that Janda Gaetani is singing them to Elliot Carter on his 80th birthday. The rose is a rose and was always a rose. But the theory now goes that the apple's a rose, and the pear is, and so's the plum, I suppose. The deer only knows what will next prove a rose. You, of course, are a rose, but we're always a rose.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. This is Fresh Air.